Chapter 16. Ilhan Omar, born 1982, Mogadishu, Somalia. Ilhan Omar was born in the city of Mogadishu, Somalia, in 1982. It was a difficult place to live. There was fighting between the Somali people and not enough food to eat. Then, Ilhan's mother died and life became more difficult for her. She was just 2 years old. Her father, grandfather, and aunts had to protect Ilhan and her six brothers and sisters. Mogadishu was dangerous, so the family went to Baidoa, but it was dangerous there too. There was more and more fighting, but Ilhan wanted to be brave. Her grandfather told her old African stories about Arawila, the powerful Somali empress. His stories taught her to be brave in difficult times. Before school each morning, he told Ilhan to be strong like Arawilo. One evening, soldiers came to Ilhan's home with guns. They wanted to kill the men in her family. But Ilhan's aunt knew some of the soldiers. She asked them to leave, and they went away. It was too dangerous for the family to stay in Baidoa. That night, they left. They travelled hundreds of miles to a refugee camp in Kenya. Ilhan was 8. Her family stayed in the camp for 4 years. It was not a good life for anyone. It was sometimes dangerous, and many people were ill. Many refugees were also sad and without hope. But Ilhan and her family still hoped for a way out. And one day, her grandfather got some exciting news. They could go to America. The family went to Arlington, Virginia, and Ilhan started school. She was 12 now, but life was still difficult. She was black and Muslim, so she was different, and many people were not kind to her. But she remembered her grandfather's stories. "It doesn't have to be like this. Things can be better," thought Ilhan. Ilhan learned the English language quickly. Her grandfather was interested in politics, and Ilhan began to help him in political meetings. She wanted to change things. She also started working at 16. She did a lot of different jobs. She worked in shops or cleaned offices. After school, Ilhan went to university to study politics. In her free time, she worked hard to bring people together. She helped people in trouble and fought for political change. She became a politician, and at the age of 37, she became the first Somali-American and Muslim woman in the United States House of Representatives. Ilhan Omar has shown the world that a young refugee from Mogadishu can become a new Arawilo. Ilhan cleaned offices. Interesting fact. Ilhan Omar was the first woman to ever wear a headscarf in US Congress. A headscarf.